Amazon's cashierless shopping technology could be coming to a store near you. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. It is Friday, which means it's time for our weekly tech news roundup, Marketplace Tech Bites. On this week's show, the United Kingdom is cracking down on makers of sexually explicit deepfakes. We'll look at what penalties could mean for victims of this kind of content. Then, the creator economy has the attention of millions of subscribers, but also venture capital. Why content creators like Dude Perfect on YouTube and other startups in this space are attracting so much investment right now. But we begin with Amazon. The e-commerce giant's Just Walk Out technology lets shoppers scan an app when they enter a store so they can leave with their purchases without paying at a register. This week, Amazon said there's growing interest in the technology among retailers outside of its empire. And yet, the company is reportedly cutting back on Just Walk Out in its own brick-and-mortar stores. Natasha Mascarenhas of The Information has the context.
Our fantastic reporter, Theo Waite, reported and broke the news that Amazon was actually backing away from Just Walk Out technology in its own stores. And, you know, eventually we've now learned that it is expanding to other stores. But Theo actually called back to the story that he had written mid-2022, which was that Amazon had more than 1,000 people in India whose jobs included training the Just Walk technology, labeling images and videos. Amazon has, you know, refuted claims that it relies on people, but just like building any AI tool, oftentimes humans need to be in the mix, whether it's labeling the technology or, you know, after the fact for quality assurance.
Right. And Amazon said in a release, associates don't watch live video shoppers to generate receipts. That's taken care of, they say, automatically by the computer vision algorithms. But then they kind of doubled back and said that human reviewers are necessary to help improve accuracy. But, you know, it's really interesting, the point that you make about they are getting some bites from third parties, even as they plan to take the technology out of their own fresh stores, at least here in the United States. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, I think Amazon's retail strategy is something that we're constantly following at The Information. I will say that it doesn't surprise me to see Amazon trying to find a new way for something that they spent many years working on to stick. Amazon is pretty famous for its wanting to be everywhere strategy, whether that's, you know, seamlessly showing up on your doorstep in 2 days or getting groceries into your fridge, doorbells. I am not surprised to see them try and expand their physical footprint elsewhere. But of course, you know, for fair reason, I think it says something that it's walked away from some of its own internal usage of it and is trying to do it via third party. Maybe it comes down to it being easier technology to manage outside of its own stores.
Yeah. I mean, this point you make about the physical footprint, it's this, you know, ongoing theme with Amazon. Executives just don't seem satisfied by dominating shopping online. There's always this fascination, this interest in dominating brick and mortar. They try all these different concepts, and a lot of the times they don't work all that well. Why do you think they keep coming back to this?
Yeah, right. It's like a story as old as time, I feel like. I mean, it sounded like magic when it was announced. And I think that's also a part of it, right? Like, just walk out, you know, just pick an item and then, you know, walk out and pay in a super frictionless manner always sounded magical. I think the reality is a lot of magic, even in AI, requires humans and it requires labor. I just find that just because we have a new term around generative AI or, you know, investments in dollars going towards AI, I still see these bigger AI companies that I follow needing to hire lots and lots of heads. And so I just feel like it's the same story.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the places you might see this Just Walk Out technology coming up include Hudson News, that place, the stores you see at the airport. So don't forget to smile for the cameras, Natasha. That's my advice to you.
I can definitely appreciate, my red eye not needing to talk to people, though.
Indeed, indeed. Well, on to our second story. The United Kingdom is moving forward with making the creation of sexually explicit deepfake content an offense. And this new law that they're passing there comes with fines and even jail time in some cases for violators. Interested in hearing your take on this, because it's one thing to crack down on the distribution of such images, but this is targeting their creation, regardless of whether the creator planned to share them or not.
Right. I think in a world where we are seeing cyber crimes tick upwards and AI proliferate so largely, generative AI and deepfakes have this, you know, huge overlapping Venn diagram. I mean, they're almost synonymous in a way. I actually find the distance between creation and distribution to not be that large, right? I think where, you know, how photos are created and how simply they're created can lead to, you know, creation being distributed in, you know, the snap of a finger. And so I'm not surprised to see it actually happen earlier on in the life cycle of a world where we can just type in a sentence and generate an image or, you know, do a little bit more and get something closer to a deep fake. And so when I saw this, I felt like it was trying to get closer to the butt of the issue. And it also kind of regulate a really hard thing to regulate. So, you know, I think we often see this with the government. They're trying to target something that people understand. But of course, I'm sure big tech wanted to try and self-regulate before the government got involved.
Right. Well, this seems to have, this law in the UK, political support across party lines there. Do you anticipate anything like this maybe being introduced here in the US? Maybe not at the federal level, but maybe one or some states.
I would not be surprised. I think that, you know, all the governments look at each other, right? When the FTC announced that it was scrutinizing OpenAI and the Microsoft investment and the ties that these companies are having with each other, the EU and UK followed, you know, closely behind. So I think that, you know, China did this a few years ago. I won't be surprised that now that we're seeing the UK say something, you know, and get close to something so specific, the other countries start to jump in as well.
We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with The Information's Natasha Mascarenhas. On to our third and final story of the week. The Information, again, your outlet, reports the creator economy is once again hot within venture capital. They have flirted with this before, and they kind of got burned, VCs did, but some creators are actually getting some of that funding again. Here's a sample of what we're talking about. This is a clip from Dude Perfect, a group based in Frisco, Texas. Their YouTube channel has 60 million subscribers.
This is just special right here. I mean, the swag. I don't even know the exact situation you use it in, but I just love this guy's expression right here.
I had a salad.
I'm definitely okay. Gonna
So hanging out and laughing at memes can come with a pretty substantial payday, Natasha. I don't know. Are you a fan of Dude Perfect?
It's hard to miss Dude Perfect, but I can't say I proactively seek out the group.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I feel watching it, I feel like I'm on a really bad first date that I just can't wait for it to be over. I'm like, how much more feigned laughter can these people generate? All right, what is prompting investors to take the creator industry seriously once again? Because it looks like they really did in the first quarter of the year.
Oh my God, totally. I will be honest with you. I was very, very excited to see this headline pop up. because, you know, as I come on, every time I come on this show, I talk about, it's all about AI. I love to see a counter trend. Dude Perfect is a great example of a group that is landing a lot of investor interest and ambition. I mean, they've launched toys at Walmart. They're doing ad-supported streaming services. They have plans for a 100 million amusement park. And so all of that to me does definitely screams venture interest because things are sticking for them. But I will say the why, and to answer your question more directly, you know, we still are seeing AI companies. Two of the biggest rounds, you know, five companies were responsible for 2/3 of the $628 million raised by creator startups globally in the first quarter. And two of those were AI companies, an AI voice tech company, and also a photo editing company. So, you know, yeah. I think it's almost like the creator economy trend is catching the AI bug itself, and that can explain some of the momentum.
Very interesting. And that stat that you just shared really shows how concentrated this activity is. Because on the other hand, we're seeing some startups in the creator economy space filing for bankruptcy. And so there's a real contrast there.
100%. I mean, we reported last month, I believe, that Cameo, which helps, you know, helps people buy videos from their favorite celebrities in exchange for a fee, you know, had its valuation plunge around 90% in a huge cram down. I think there are more than enough examples now of creator economy businesses that are struggling. But the fact that we're seeing some part of it rebound, to me, says two things. One, investors are looking for bargains right now. They're looking for ways to put money into companies that still do have a business model that, you know, maybe is a little bit more affordable. And two, like I said, I think AI does not just, you know, lead to more capital for large language model providers, like we just spoke about in our previous section around deepfakes. I think generation of content is still a business. It's a growing one. Some fears around it, but one that investors are excited about nevertheless.
That was Natasha Mascarenhas at The Information. You can find the full video of this episode of Marketplace Tech Bites Week in Review on our YouTube channel, Marketplace APM. And subscribe if you haven't already to watch us every Friday. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. Rosie Hughes and Daniel Shin also produce our show. Lydia Ayeno is our intern. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is our senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.